Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chiefs, Broncos, we welcome in Nick Ferguson, former Denver Broncos safety. You can hear him on the radio in Denver over on KOA 94.1 FM and 850 AM. Also does great content on his social media channels. Nick, good to have you back on the show, man. This is a little bit different feel than when we've had you on the last couple of years. I mean, this is it's what we've said. It's one of the biggest games in the Chiefs dynasty era and the Chiefs Mahomes era.
It's interesting because typically when we come on, it's always, okay, well, the Broncos are somewhat the underdog in this. And I know when you look around the league, everyone's giving the Chiefs a fighting chance, but this is kind of the first time that we've ever had this conversation. And the Chiefs find themselves on the precipice of not winning the AFC West. That's very interesting.
No doubt. It's presented a different way to kind of discuss this game. Now, what's the feeling in Denver? Because I think from our side, we look at the Broncos and it's kind of one of those games where, like, all right, kind of prove it to me that you're ready to end this run, that Bo Nix is going to step up in a spot like this. Otherwise, if the Broncos lose, it's kind of, all right, same old story. At least that's how I view it.
Well, yeah, that is true. But the thing that kind of tips the scales in the Broncos' favor isn't the offense. And now everyone loves in this league to talk about the offense and offensive coordinator, but it's about the Broncos' defense. The Broncos are 8-2, not because of their offense, but in spite of their offense, and it's because of their defense. And I'll let you in on a little secret that I've been talking about this Broncos team. And, you know, people love to give, you know, defensive groups names, but I've coined the Broncos defense MacGyver. And the reason I call them MacGyver, if you remember the 90s show on CBS, MacGyver was just like Batman without a mask, but he had all these fancy toys like a paperclip and a piece of gum, and he could make a rocket launcher. And the biggest thing about MacGyver was he comes through when you need him the most, and that's exactly what Vance Joseph defense has done all season long. So the Broncos and his fan base, man, they are so excited about what they can do on Sunday against the Chiefs, but it's more or less about the defense opposed to the offense.
You know, Nick, I kind of like that comparison, MacGyver, especially when it comes to that Broncos defensive line, because, I mean, they've got five guys on this team with at least 3.5 sacks and 9 with at least 2. It seems like this defense, Vance Joseph's unit, can come at you from anywhere. What makes this team so special when it comes to getting to the quarterback, regardless of seemingly who is out there at any time?
Well, he talked about it yesterday, and it's an unselfish play. And I told him myself, I say, seldom do you see guys willing to sacrifice sacks, which is, sacks are incentives, and that's money that you're taking out of your pocket to give to your buddies, but it's a lot of unselfish play, and they want to see their fellow defensive player celebrate and have success. And I know that's what we think all players want to do, and I'm telling you, as a former player, no, it's not. So to see the defense playing in this way where they want to root for the guy next to him, I mean, truly mean that. That is why that we're seeing the defense play the way that they're playing. And also with the additions of Talanoa Hufanga coming over from San Francisco, that guy is by far one of the better safeties that the Broncos have had around here in a while, because he is what I consider to be an eraser. Well, you bring him down in the box, he can blitz from anywhere. He's great at all open field tackles, and he's a physical safety. So there's so many guys that are really buying into what Vance Joseph has sold.
We're talking to former Broncos safety Nick Ferguson here on 96.5 The Fan. Where is there any vulnerability defensively? Where can the Chiefs have some success, though, perhaps?
Well, you know what? It's shots down the field, because we've seen this season Riley Moss has been attacked on the corners. Obviously, there's no PS2 in this game. And, you know, I like Riley Moss. Sometimes he gets himself in trouble at the line of scrimmage, but we've all been in that situation as far as with our footwork. But it is tacking them down the field. Like I said, no PS2. You have Riley Moss and Chris Abrams drained. So there's going to be some opportunities. And, I mean, I don't have to tell you, that track team that you guys have with the receivers that you have, it makes it really difficult for anyone to really defend. But that is, if there's one place to attack the Broncos defense, it is on the corners.
So looking at the other side of the football, Nick, you know, the Broncos defense deserves all the credit in the world. This Broncos offense, though, has at times looked fantastic, and other times it's been a little bit slower. The last couple of weeks are on that end of the spectrum. You know, with Bo Nix at the quarterback position struggling the last few weeks, J.K. Dobbins, who knows what his availability is going to be on Sunday. What is it going to take for the Broncos to have success against the Chiefs defense and vice versa, in your view?
Well, it's consistency, and it always goes back to starting fast. And for me, starting fast is setting up the run, really leaning on the run. And I know the Chiefs have done a good job this season, you know, kind of stalling teams when teams try to run the ball. But you need balance, man. You have to at least make the Spagnuolo defense think that you're going to run the ball at least 20 times a game, because if you don't, now you give Spags an opportunity to blitz, move Chris Jones around, create matchups you want to, and now put a lot of pressure on Bo Nix. And we've seen pressure be a problem for the Broncos starting at the beginning of the season with the Titans. So Sean Payton's going to have to come out with one hell of a game plan, but that means the offense is going to have to execute and not have drive killers as they've had over the season with penalties.
Is there a player offensively that maybe those of us in Kansas City are just completely dismissing, not talking about? I mean, we know about Dobbins. I think we know about Cortland Sutton. But is there somebody else that you think could be, I guess, a little bit of an X factor here for the Broncos on Sunday?
Well, there are two guys, Troy Franklin, who he was really criticized last year, but he seemed to be involved more in this offense. And I think he has more yards right now than Cortland Sutton. And then Pat Bryant, the team drafted him, and he is a physical guy who loves to block at the point of attack. He's another guy who is developing as a possession receiver for the team. Now, he doesn't have a lot of gaudy numbers, but he is one of those guys, young guys, who understands the game, and he kind of fights and strains to get open. So those two young receivers are two guys, in my opinion, that no one's really talking about and looking at in that particular way that could be major factors in the game on Sunday.
I think one of the more unsung parts of this 8-2 start for the Denver Broncos has actually been this offensive line. It is graded out as one of the best units in football, no matter what metrics it is that you're looking at. And despite that, there's not really like a marquee name, I guess you could say, along this Broncos offensive line. So what is it about those five guys up front that allows them to be so successful as a unit when none of them are massive individuals when you talk about the best offensive linemen in the NFL?
Well, that's just it. It's being great as a unit. And you guys know this. Those offensive linemen, they work well when they've had time to work with one another and work alongside one another. That's how you build that chemistry and continuity. And, I mean, Ben Powers is the only guy that's been injured. Other than that, I mean, these guys have been together for a period of time, and that builds a lot of confidence. Now, here's something else that actually assists with the offensive line not giving up a lot of sacks. But this is also at the same time, you can praise the offensive line, but you criticize the quarterback at the same time. And what I mean by that is Bo Nix has come under a lot of fire locally and nationally because they say, well, he loves to bail and retreat on plays and get outside the pocket. It is his mobility and athleticism that has allowed him to do that, but that also has kept down the sack total by the offensive line. So it's like kind of pick your poison. You can say and praise the offensive line for not really giving up sacks, but you also have to tip your cap to Bo Nix because his ability to scramble and get on the perimeter has also helped out with that stat too as well.
A couple more minutes with Nick Ferguson, former Denver Broncos safety, joining us here on 96.5 The Fan. How are people talking about the Chiefs in Denver? Like, do you guys view the Chiefs as extremely vulnerable? Like, this is the year to get them. What's the feeling, I guess, even confidence heading into Sunday?
Well, there's two schools of thought. It's like, okay, well, this is an opportunity for the Broncos to finally stomp out their division rival and submit themselves as maybe AFC West title contenders. But also, from my standpoint, it's a little scary. And the reason I say that's a little scary is because Kansas City over the years have found different ways to win. Before it was with their offense. Now it's with their defense. We all know the record of Andy Reid coming off the bye, but now you find the Chiefs in a situation, from my estimation, that we've never seen them in. They've lost to the Jags, the Chargers, and the Bills, and they're on the verge of not being in that conversation as far as winning the AFC West. And for me, like a possum backed in the corner, they're dangerous right now. So we can see almost anything on Sunday because this team is in desperation mode, and we've never seen them in that place before. But for the other Broncos fans, they were like, okay, well, we're going to strike while the iron is hot. This is the prime time to knock the Chiefs over. And I'm like, man, pump your brakes. This still is a dangerous team because right now they're in desperation mode.
If the Broncos win Sunday, if that happens, I think the Broncos are winning this division. Is that also kind of the thought? You mentioned it's a little scary, but if the Broncos win, I mean, I think they are better than the Chargers. They would at that point approve that, you know, they're better than Kansas City. Do you think the Broncos, is it that simple? They win on Sunday, you feel, and people there feel they win this division?
No, it's not that simple because it comes down to this for me, guys. How is it that the Broncos win? We just talked about the Broncos struggles, and they've struggled, and you know, we like week 10, week 11, and we haven't really seen any daylight at the end of the tunnel. So if you tell me on Sunday the Broncos win, which I'm predicting the Broncos are going to win, but the Broncos do it because now their offense has finally come alive, now we can really have that conversation. But if it's one of those games where it's kind of a defensive type of game and it's who can kick the game-winning field goal, is it going to be your kicker or is it going to be Will Lutz, then to me, it's still up in the air as far as where this team can actually get if they're trying to lean on their offense.
Nick, appreciate it as always, man. Enjoy the game. And my guess is we'll be talking again here in about a month and a half or whatever it is.
Yes, we will. We will talk right before the game on Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. It is Christmas night. I forgot about that. Thanks, Nick.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.